This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, you beautiful bastards. You're back for more, and we are ready to dish out some seriously unfiltered wisdom about ditching the whole damn wedding circus and eloping. Like, you actually give a shit about your love story more than you do about impressing your second cousin Susan with those overpriced canapes.
I mean, come on. Does anyone actually eat those things anyway?
Right. Like, give me a goddamn taco truck over those sad little cucumber sandwiches any day.
I'm with you 100%.
So, yeah, today we are diving headfirst into this badass article. Eloping like a fucking boss. Crafting a wedding day. That's all you. No bullshit. From the equally badass folks over at Engaged AF magazine.
God, I love that title so much.
Right. Like, you just get straight to the point. No sugarcoating, no pretending this is for the faint of heart. If you're here, you're ready to break some damn traditions, and we are here for it.
Hell yes. And before we get into the nitty gritty, can we just take a second to acknowledge the sheer genius of Engaged AF's perspective on this whole eloping thing?
Lay it on us.
They are not messing around. They call eloping a power move, and I am living for it.
Preach. It's like taking back your wedding day from all the bullshit expectations and saying, fuck you. To the idea that you have to spend a small fortune and invite every person you've ever met to have a meaningful celebration.
Seriously, though, it's 2023. Who has the time, energy, or frankly, the desire to deal with all that?
And honestly, the couples who are bold enough to elope, they're the ones who are really in it for the right reasons.
Yeah, they're not worried about the guest list or the seating chart or whether Aunt Mildred is going to judge their choice of napkin rings.
They just want to celebrate their damn love with the person they're going to spend the rest of their life with. And they want to do it in a way that feels authentic and true to who they are.
And let's be real for a second. The folks at Engaged AF, they've seen it all, right? They've got their platform Epoch Moment where they've helped over 450 couples plan their weddings.
Yeah, so they're not just talking out of their asses here.
Exactly. They've witnessed firsthand that some of the most unforgettable weddings, the ones that make you ugly cry from the sheer beauty of it all, are elopements.
And you know what else is badass about this whole eloping thing?
Go on, I'm all ears.
Location, location, location. You are not stuck with some stuffy ballroom or a cookie-cutter venue that looks like every other wedding on Instagram.
Oh my God, the beige, the endless beige.
I know, right? Like, beige is fine for like a sweater or something, but not for your entire wedding backdrop.
Hard pass.
When you elope, though, honey, the world is your oyster.
Literally, you can get married on a mountaintop, in a forest, in a goddamn desert.
You could even do it in your own backyard if you wanted to.
And the article gives some killer examples of different elopement vibes.
Like, what are we talking?
Well, first up, you got courthouse chic. Think like those old courthouses with the massive stone walls and the giant wooden doors.
Yeah, like you're making history in that bitch.
Right. It's got that effortlessly cool, low-key legend vibe. Like, you just strolled in, signed the papers, and said, fuck yeah, we're married. Let's go get tacos.
Next level.
Then you got mountain magic. Like, picture this. You're hiking up to this breathtaking summit with just you two, and maybe you're a fisherman if you're into that kind of thing.
And a photographer who's not afraid of heights.
Oh, for sure. Documentation is key. We'll get to that later. But
okay.
Yeah, so you're up on this mountaintop with the wind whipping through your hair and the world stretched out beneath you, and you exchange vows like you're on top of the freaking world.
Damn, that's some epic shit right there.
It is. And then you got Forest Grove Feels, which is all about that quiet, intimate beauty of being surrounded by nature.
Soft moss sunlight filtering through the leaves like Mother Nature herself is officiating your ceremony.
It's free, it's gorgeous, and it's like a million miles away from the stress and chaos of a traditional wedding.
Sign me up.
And for something super personal, you got backyard nostalgia, like maybe you elope in your grandma's garden or the place where you had your first date.
Yeah, like a spot that already holds so much meaning for you too.
It's all about weaving your own unique story into the location you choose.
Love it. And speaking of locations, Engaged AF drops a major truth bomb about photography when you're planning an elopement.
Hit me with it.
They basically say, do not skimp on photos. And honestly, I couldn't agree more.
Like, seriously, this is not the time to let your drunk Uncle Bob with his shaky iPhone handle your wedding photos.
No disrespect to Uncle Bob, but...
None taken. But these are the photos you're going to look back on for the rest of your lives.
Yeah, you want to remember the way the light hit your partner's face when they said, I do? Not the way Uncle Bob's finger was blocking half the shot.
That's why Engaged AF stresses hiring a real-ass photographer, someone who knows their shit and can capture the emotion, the beauty, and the raw energy of your elopement.
And don't forget the videographer.
Oh, hell yes. Videography is crucial.
Like, you want someone who can document the wind catching your veil the way you laughed when you almost tripped over your own feet.
The tears, the laughter, the awkward moments, it's all part of your story, and it deserves to be captured beautifully.
And if you're looking for some kick-ass photographers and videographers, Engaged AF recommends checking out epochmoment.com.
They got you covered.
And while we're on the topic of capturing the moment, I have to say, I am obsessed with this idea from the article about doing a raw, unscripted post-ceremony video.
Tell me more.
Okay, so imagine this. You've just eloped. You're both buzzing from the I do's, and you sit down with your videographer and just talk.
Just like let it all out.
Yeah, no pressure, no posing, just pure unfiltered thoughts and feelings about why you chose to elope, what you're feeling in that moment, what your hopes and dreams are for the future.
Damn, that would be so powerful to watch back years later.
Right, like a time capsule of your love story.
And if you're feeling a little tongue-tied or you're not sure where to start, EngagedAFMagazine.com has a bunch of video prompt lists to get those juices flowing.
They really do think of everything.
They do.
So we've talked about the why, the where, and the how of eloping, but what about the who?
You mean like guests?
Yeah, like what about all the people who might expect an invitation to your big day?
Well, Engaged AF is pretty clear on this one, too.
Get us with it.
Eloping doesn't mean you can't celebrate with your loved ones. It just means you're doing it on your own terms.
Like you're not obligated to have a 200-person sit-down dinner if that's not your jam.
Exactly. You can have a kick-ass party after you elope, or you can keep it low-key with just a few close friends and family.
The article even mentions this couple who had a sunrise elopement and then threw a surprise party that night.
Talk about a plot twist.
I know, right? Like, they got the best of both worlds, the intimacy of eloping and the fun of celebrating with their people.
And they probably saved a ton of money in the process.
Win-win.
And speaking of wins, can we talk about the sheer freedom and the lack of pressure that comes with eloping?
Oh, yeah, it's like a giant weight lifted off your shoulders.
No drama. No family feuds over the seating chart. No worrying about whether your second cousin's new boyfriend is going to get wasted and make a scene.
Just pure unadulterated joy.
Exactly. And you know what else I love about Engaged AF's take on eloping?
What's it?
They give you permission to ditch the guilt.
So important.
Yeah. Like some people might try to make you feel bad for eloping, like you're somehow depriving them of something.
But screw that noise.
Seriously, this is your wedding day, your love story, your choice.
And if someone can't be happy for you, for choosing to do things your own way, then they can stay home with their judgment and their sad little cucumber sandwiches.
Damn right.
Engaged AF makes it so clear, eloping isn't selfish. It's sacred. It's about prioritizing your connection with your partner and celebrating your love in a way that feels true to you.
And it takes guts to go against the grain to say fuck you to tradition and do things your own way.
It's a rebellion against the wedding industrial complex and all its bullshit expectations.
And honestly, it's the most punk rock thing you can do.
And Engaged AS has seen firsthand how powerful it can be. They talk about these couples eloping on mountaintops, in forests, in courthouses, with tears streaming down their faces and the wind whipping through their hair.
And it's just them, their love in the moment.
No distractions, no pressure, just pure raw emotion.
And that, my friends, is what it's all about.
So if you're listening to this and you're feeling that spark, that little voice inside saying, hell yes, this is us, then listen up.
Ditch the doubt, embrace your love, and take the leap.
Whether it's on top of a mountain in a quiet forest or in a badass courthouse ceremony.
You do you, boo.
Eloping isn't less, it's legendary. It's a celebration of your love on your own terms. And honestly, that's the most beautiful damn thing there is.
And Engaged AF has got your back. They've got a no BS elopement checklist to help you get started.
And don't forget to book your photographer and videographer stat.
Head over to epochmoment.com to find the perfect match.
Now go forth and make some magic, you beautiful rule-breaking rebels.
So to sum it all up, eloping is a completely valid, powerful, and potentially legendary way to get married for couples who prioritize authenticity and are not afraid to ditch the traditional pressures and expectations.
Engaged AF lays it all out in this article, offering a raw and unfiltered perspective on why eloping might be the most badass decision you ever make.
It's about reclaiming your wedding day, making it a true reflection of you and your partner, and saying fuck you to anything that doesn't serve your love story.
So here's a thought bomb for you to chew on. What outdated wedding rule are you ready to tell to go fuck itself?
Seriously, what tradition are you ready to kick to the curb and replace with something that feels more authentic and meaningful to you?
We're not saying you have to elope, But we are saying you have the power to choose what your wedding day looks and feels like.
And if you need more inspiration or some seriously kick-ass vendors, head over to engagedafmagazine.com and epochmoment.com.
They'll hook you up.
Now go out there and make your own damn rules.
You got this.
We believe in you.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.